It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We do that by the precious study of His Word. We go verse by verse through the precious Word of God. We love His Scripture and we love to study the Bible. And so please that you would open your Bibles today to Jonah chapter 4. We have read last week, we read all 11 verses of the 4th chapter. Today we're going to read just down through the 5th verse. Jonah chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 5. And I hope that you can follow along as we read that. As you're looking those scripture verses up, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, and we're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to invite you to services. We have Sunday school at 9:30, church service is at 10:35. Then on Sunday night and on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study here at the church. Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have a ladies' Bible study. We study the Word so that we can, each one of us, make a decision for the Lord Jesus. And I'll explain that as we go through the study today. But then also that we not only make a decision for Jesus, but then we will set our lives to serve Him and to walk after Him. And I'll tell you of a joy that nothing can touch in this world, the joy that we have when we walk with the Lord Jesus. So I ask that you would please follow along now as we study. I hope that this week you have plans of being in the house of God. We know according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, we're not to forsake the assembling. I ask that you find a church home, one that preaches the gospel, stands upon the truth, the Word of God, does not preach a social gospel or a compromising scripture, but they stand upon the truth, the Word of God, and the very foundation of Jesus Christ and His precious blood. And I ask that you would look to Jesus and trust Him today. Now please that you follow along as we're, if you're driving, why I guess you'll just have to listen. If you're able to open your scripture and you open your Bible and listen along and read along, follow along, I ask that you do that as well. Jonah chapter 4, beginning to read with verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore he fled before unto Tarshish, and for I knew that thou art a gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repents thee of the evil. Therefore now, Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made a booth for himself and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of His precious Word. Father, I thank You today that we can come together and read Your sweet Word. And you know, I call it, as we talk many times concerning the precious Word of God, I love this sweet Word. I love talking about it. I love teaching it. And I love it to apply to my own heart and change my life and make me more pleasing unto You, Lord. So please, as we study this Word, I ask that that be done. And I ask that You just take every listener today, everyone that has tuned it in, and again, whether they're traveling somewhere or whether they're at home or wherever they might be, maybe it's at work and they've got the radio on, I ask that you just touch their hearts and you penetrate their ears, that they would hear and come all the way down from the hearing of the Word, the seeing of the Word, if they're reading it along, Father, come all the way down to their heart and let that heart be moved by Your precious Holy Spirit, that He could touch their heart and that they would accept as the city of Nineveh did, as they have accepted Your love and pleaded with You for forgiveness and received it. And I ask that that happen to the listeners today and that they'd set their life to walk and to live for You. And please that You touch our hearts, and I just praise You for this opportunity that we have to come together. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have talked about Jonah now for several weeks. I was going to look up this week to see how many weeks we have been on the book of Jonah, and I failed to do that. But we love studying. You know, a lot of people, as we talked last week, you know, it's just a page and a half. And a lot of folks, they'd sit down in 15 minutes and read through the book of Jonah and think, what in the world's in that book? This book is packed full of beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus and the lives of believers and the grace and the mercy of God and all these things. And so it's just a wonderful book. And if I had to choose a book in the Scripture, it would probably have to be my favorite. And if you're around me very long, why, you'll find me saying that many times as I open up the precious Word and I'm studying a certain verse of Scripture and I say, oh, that's my favorite verse of Scripture. I got many favorite verses of Scripture because they all touch my heart and they change my life. And I just wanted to do the same thing for you today. And you know, as we've looked at this man Jonah, we've watched him listen to the Lord according to the first chapter, listen to the words and yet not respond to those words, but run the other way. And then as upon running the other way, why, he gets swallowed by this fish, and then he gets vomited up upon the land after 3 days and three nights. And then we find that he hears the word of the Lord again, and that's in chapter 3. In the third chapter, we find him then going to Nineveh and preaching to them. And here's what he preached. Let me just read a few verses in chapter 3, beginning of the first verse. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. In 40 days it shall be overthrown. That's what he proclaimed to them. Now we know that this is a very large city, because according to the 11th verse of chapter 4 of Jonah, we have the 60,000 persons. 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and many cattle, it says. Now, as you look at this number, is it speaking of young people? We'll talk about that a later time, but we're talking about many thousands of people. The city of Nineveh was a very large city. And Jonah proclaimed this wrath of God upon them. And again, he says in verse 4, Yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. Now, that's a call of judgment. That's a call that Nineveh proclaimed. And I'm afraid that it's something that Jonah probably wanted to see take place. But what happened, we go into the fifth verse, the people of Nineveh believed God. Now, we've spent some time in this, as we've talked about in this and visited this. You know, it doesn't matter, as you know, a lot of people, if you've listened to the program for a while, and maybe you've been in church all your life, but you don't know a lot about the Word of God, the first step that you need to take, you know, anything else, if we want to learn how to do something, why, you get all the books you can find, and you sit down and read all the books so that you become an authority upon that subject. Now, it's great and wonderful to study and search the Word of God. I love the precious Word. I search the Word. You're not going to find me talking about other books. You don't catch me reading another book about the Bible. You can buy books on the power of the Holy Spirit. You can buy it on angels. You can buy a book on every subject of the Scripture. And the problem is that sometimes, many times, instead of listening to the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us through His Word, we value a man's opinion in a greater way. And so we find ourselves in trouble. And here, as we look through this precious Word here, we find that we have an opportunity to learn the Word of God. But the first step that I was telling you about, before anything, and that is, you need to know the author. You need to come to know the Lord Jesus. When you come to know the Lord Jesus, when you trust in Him, now the way that you do that is to come, as if you've listened to these words, and you've found yourself drawn to listen to these words as we've proclaimed them. and you're drawn to it. That's the Holy Spirit calling you, the Holy Spirit knocking on your heart's door. Now, I ask that you take this one step further, and that is that you will listen to that call of that Holy Spirit. He is calling you. As He is calling you, please, you respond to that. As the city of Nineveh responded to the call of Jonah, so I'm asking you today that you do the same to the call of the Holy Spirit. You know, we can't be saved without the drawing of the Holy Spirit. We can't be saved without the power of God. He gives us power. He gives us grace. He gives us faith. He gives it all to us. But we have an opportunity to come to Jesus, or we have the same opportunity to turn away from Jesus. Now, I ask you today that you will listen as we proclaim these words, and as you feel yourself being drawn by the Holy Spirit. You won't understand that. You won't understand what's drawing you, but something is drawing you, and that's the Holy Spirit, is drawing you to God. And as He draws you to God, He brings you by way of His Son, Jesus, and the cross, because that's where Jesus died for you. Now, if you'll have and come by faith to Jesus, that's nothing you do on your own other than you turning as the city of Nineveh turned unto God and asked and pleaded for repentance, pleaded that God would not send His wrath. Well, you need to turn to God and say, please, I trust in You, Jesus. Will You save me? And He will. And then, upon coming to Jesus, upon responding and turning from your ways, turning unto God, upon coming to Jesus, then your walk begins. You know, Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for you. He was buried 3 days and three nights, as we're known according to the book of Jonah here. 3 days and three nights. And then He came out of that grave, and He was alive. We serve a living God, not some statue. We don't have to go out to some grave, stone out there a call to a big mausoleum where someone is buried. We don't go. I just lift my eyes into heaven and says, oh, God, I love You. Because You've died for me. You've saved me. You've set me free from the bondage of sin and the bondage of heartache. And You've given me a great joy. Now, please, that you come to Jesus today and you trust in Him. And when that happens, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. When that takes place, then the learning, the joy of searching His Word and let the Holy Spirit teach you. He's the teacher. I'm not the teacher. I just have a sweet opportunity to proclaim the Word to you. The Holy Spirit is the one that is teaching you. He draws you. He brings you to a place of salvation where you can trust in the Son Jesus. And then He sits and teaches you day by day. Now, that's the steps that need to take place. Now, Jonah proclaimed the words of God, yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. These people listened to that, and they believed God. Now, I hope that you believe the words that I've just proclaimed, because those words are the words of God. As Jonah proclaimed those words, so am I proclaiming those words to come to Jesus. Well, as we've talked a couple weeks now, they proclaimed a fast, and they put on sackcloth from the greatest of them to the least of them. And for the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered himself with sackcloth and ashes. He repented from his ways. He turned. He changed. And that's what happened, my friend, and that's what happens to you the day you meet Jesus. You're going to be different. And that difference is going to be a joy because of one man, Jesus, and He's God. He's alive. Oh, it's so much fun to do that. And then it began in verse 7 of this is the third chapter. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil and from the violence of their hands. You see what happens when you turn to God? Look at the power and the strength that these people had. And that's what happens when you turn your heart and your eyes to Jesus and say, I'm sorry. I'm a lost, wretched sinner, and I need Jesus. It's just so wonderful of what's taken place. Well, what happened was, instead of the judgment taking place in 40 days, That's what God wanted these people to do. That's what he wants you to do today. He wants you to come to his son Jesus. Well, so did he here. He called these people. He said, because of your wickedness, in 40 days I'm going to destroy you. But the joy in God's heart was that they turned to him and realized their sickness. You know, we call everything a disease today. We call it a sickness today, and so then we seem to think that if it's a sickness or it's a disease, then it's something that we can heal, we can take care of it through medicine or through therapy or something like that. Yeah, we're sick, all right, but we're sick in sin. And we need to call sin, sin, and there's only one physician, only one healer that can take care of sin, and that's Jesus Christ. And I want you to come to Jesus today, and I want you to know him. And I'll tell you what, here, he proclaimed, and the power of God went across this city, and they listened. And I hope, I pray that you're listening today, and I hope and pray that the power of God is coming out across to where you are hearing, and you're listening, and you're responding, that you'll come to the Lord Jesus. Nobody was to eat or to drink or to taste anything. Please, that God would have mercy on us, and he did. He had mercy upon them. And he turned from what he was going to do, and he set these people free. When these people were set free by the mercy of God, we find the response in verse 1 of chapter 4. It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. How can a man be angry when the hand of mercy goes forward to a million plus people and God saves them? How can anyone be displeased, as the scripture says? He was exceedingly displeased. He was very angry. Jonah was furious that God saved these people. You know, that's sick. That is sick today, that a man could not be so happy about one man, about one woman, about one child that comes to Jesus. That should thrill our heart as we watch this person come by faith to Jesus, and whether they come down the aisle and they're saved at the invitation at the close of the service, or whether listen to this radio program, and right now you get down on your knees, or you just maybe you're driving down the road and you says, God, please, I want your mercy. I want you to save me. Oh, there is nothing excites my heart any more than that. If I know you, praise the Lord, let me know that you're saved so I can pray for you. If I don't know you, let me know. Just write me a little note, Parkview Bible Church. Please write me. Please tell me. Grab me on the street. I don't care where you find me, where you catch me. There's nothing I love more than somebody to tell me that they're saved. I've just come to Jesus. And if you heard the preacher preach on Sunday morning where you go to church and he preached the gospel and you come to Jesus, praise the Lord. If you listen to this radio program and you come to the Lord Jesus, there's only one thing to say, and that's amen. We praise God for that. But this man Jonah, this prophet of God, he was angry, exceedingly displeased, and very angry. Let's see if we can figure out why. This doesn't seem to make much sense to me. I'm a preacher of the gospel. I love to tell people how to be saved, and I love to tell people the joy of walking after the Lord Jesus. We don't preach a social gospel. We don't preach something that doesn't change lives. We preach the truth, and when we preach the Word of God and the truth, lives change. They come to know Jesus, and they change. Now, they'll change. You get your eyes in the Word of God and your eyes upon Jesus and look to His Word, and your life will never be the same again, and I'll guarantee you'll never be unhappy. Now, if you've known Jesus for a while, and you've gotten too busy in this old world, and you've turned your eyes away, and all of a sudden so many of the things of the old world has come back to haunt you, and they will, you want victory again, you'd come with a repentant heart unto the Lord Jesus. And he'll give you victory. That didn't mean that you lost your soul and you were lost again, because you're saved once you come to Jesus. But we sure get filled up with some of the things of the world today and get our eyes pointed back to the things of the world, the importance. And I think that's what happened to Jonah. I think he had his eyes on too many things of this old world. And one thing that kind of gives us a little trouble, and that's a little word called pride. Pride is a terrible thing, a very common thing, a very popular thing, but it's a terrible thing. Let's look at verse 2. And he prayed and said unto the Lord, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Now listen to that. Didn't I tell you these people were going to turn from their wicked ways? Didn't I tell you that? Now, let's think about this. Let's back up and think about it. I got trouble with it. This man told God? This man Jonah told God that I'm not going to go to Nineveh because I know that they're going to turn to you and you're going to have mercy upon them and you're not going to destroy them, so I am not going to go? You know, it seems strange that Jonah knew the mind and the heart of God. He knew that God was so caring and so loving that if these people would turn, he would save them. He would rescue them. Jonah knew that. Now, do you know that? Now, you know, too much of today that we have preaching on love. God is love. Yes, one way. He has shown you so much love by offering His Son upon the cross of Calvary. And He allowed His Son to take the load of every sin that you and I have ever committed. And this is what the Word of God tells us. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. And we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. And you can meet Him today at the cross of Calvary. You need to meet Him there. You need to come by faith to Him, and you need to be saved. And Jesus died on that cross. And Jesus was buried. But that grave did not keep Him. Every other cult, every other leader, every one of them, they took to the grave and they buried. And every one of them stayed there, but not my God. My God came out of that grave. Jesus came out of that grave alive, and He's alive today. Many witnesses saw Him after the resurrection from the dead. And please that you trust in the Lord Jesus. This man here is saying to God that I knew that you would have mercy. Well, I know that if you listen to the call of God, God will have mercy upon your soul and will save you if you'll come to Him. I know that. Well, you know, it seemed as though that Jonah knew that. Jonah knew. He knew that God had the heart to save these people if they would just turn to Him. So Jonah says, I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to pass judgment upon them and tell them in 40 days you're going to be destroyed. I am not going to do that. So he ran away. And he says here again in verse 2, he prayed to the Lord. He said, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country, when I was at home? Didn't I just know this was going to happen? Oh, that's so sad. You know why that Jonah was so upset? And you know why that Jonah did not want to tell these people about the saving power of Jesus? And he brought one message, and that message was the wrath of God. And that's all he brought. He didn't say to these people, according to the precious word here, he said, in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. And he shut his mouth. He didn't tell them, in 40 days, Nineveh is going to be overthrown. But God is a merciful God, and a loving God. And if you'll call upon Him, seek Him out that He would save you. He didn't say that because he didn't care. He did not want the mercy of God to go into these Gentiles, into this heathen nation. He didn't want that. The God that he served was the God of Israel. The God of the Jews. As many times through the scripture that the people from the outside, from the heathen nations, from the Gentile nations would come and they would say, oh, please that we would call upon the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And you know, that's what they got in their mind, that no one else had the right I am a Jew, as Jonah would say. I am a Jew, and no one else deserves the mercy of God or the love of God. No one deserves that but me. Oh, that's sad, isn't it? That's so sad that we've got a great message, the greatest message, to take out to a lost and dying world. As Jonah had a great message to take, to tell them of the wrath of God, tell them of the anger of God concerning their sinful condition, and tell them that maybe if you'll turn unto God, He will find mercy. You will find mercy in Jesus. They did, and they did. Now, what about you? Now, this man Jonah was so set upon no one else should be saved, was so set that just the Israelites, just the Jews, just his own people deserved the hand of God, deserved the mercy of God, and no one else. And so he didn't want to share it. And it seems as though, according to what we're reading here, that Jonah even told God that before he left. He said, if I tell them, here's what's going to happen. I know it, they're going to be saved. Well, you know, we have the Word of God tells us that if we'll take the Word out, that the Word will always go with power. The Word will always go with strength. Never will it turn and not be of the power of God. My job is to proclaim the Word of God, the truth. And we look at this man Jonah, and we listen to this man Jonah, and we watch something here that seems very strange, and that is that he did not want to share the love and the mercy of God. Well, when we keep our mouths shut, Christian, and we button that lip and don't tell anybody about Jesus, we're in trouble. Well, that's Jonah wasn't much different, because he told God first, and he makes this all kind. Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, a merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, and you repent of that evil. Now, wait a minute here. Jonah knows God, and Jonah knows what God's going to do. And so that's the excuse he made. That's the reason I ran away, because I knew you was going to save these people. This man's sick. He would prefer to see people die and go to hell than to tell them of the love of God, of the judgment of God, and of the love of God. Well, I need to tell you of the judgment of God, because if you don't come to Jesus, if you don't repent and turn from your wicked ways and come to Jesus, you are going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. There's going to be judgment upon you, and that judgment is because of your sin. But there's an answer. And that answer is the love of God in the man Jesus. Not in that God loves us so much that he wouldn't do that. No, you're set your own way because you're born into sin. You're born into sin. Now please, that you listen to the call of God. That you trust in the mercy of God. And you trust in the love of God. And that love is through his son Jesus. And Jesus died on the cross to save you. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Will you come to him? Will you forget that selfish pride, and will you give a lost and dying world the free gift of Jesus? Oh, you can't hand it. You give it out. Let the power of God touch the hearts. And I hope this morning that the power of God is touching your heart, that you'll be saved, and you'll turn and set your ways upon serving and walking after Jesus. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?